This episode is brought to you by Google Gemini. With the Gemini app, you can talk live and have a real-time conversation with an AI assistant. It's great for all kinds of things, like if you want to practice for an upcoming interview, ask for advice on things to do in a new city, or brainstorm creative ideas. And by the way, this script was actually read by Gemini. Download the Gemini app for iOS and Android today. Must be 18 plus to use Gemini Live.
The Yeti store has so many great gifts, we had to hire a cattle auctioneer to make the most of these next 30 seconds.
All right, folks, let's get started with the Yeti French Press. Enjoy coffee this day's hot for hours in French Press. 34-ounce for you, 6'4 for the crews. The Yeti French Press. Up next, waterproof bags. Bags waterproof. Submersible waterproof doubles. Waterproof bags. Pours mostly water, so get a waterproof Yeti bag. Do I smell something cooking? All new cast iron skillets made to be passed down like mama's recipes. Take a steak, cornbread, cobbler's pot pie, and potatoes the next level with three sizes of Yeti cast iron skillets.
Gear, gifts, and product experts. Visit the Yeti store at Santana Road today.
Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. Today, I have this forum on chess.com. The caption is, I would like to get better. Let's get into it right quick with the comments, and it's gonna be crazy. It's going to be a lot of advice, hopefully some general advice that can help all of you out that clicked on this episode. Let's get into it. The first comment. Hi, I like chess and I am trying to get to 300 ELO with no help. So please, that must be a kid. It's like, why would you comment? I would like to get there with no help, but then ask for help. That's counterintuitive. Okay, we got a real comment here. Puzzles every day, all day, puzzles. That is what my mentor taught me. That is 100% true. If you want to improve, no matter what rating you're at, doing puzzles, if you're not doing it, then you're gonna improve dramatically. So once you start doing it, then it's just up from there. Your calculation is gonna get better, especially if you know the thought process, what I usually teach all the time. And I would even do this thought process in puzzles too. Think about what is your opponent's best move. Think about your opponent's forcing moves. When I say that, think about your own force moves after thinking about your opponent's ideas in the position. Forcing moves is checks, captures, and threats. After you think about your forcing moves, think about your best candidate moves, which could be like 3 to 4 moves that could be good in the position, and then calculate all those variations. If there's a winning line with the first candidate move that you thought of, then just go with that if it's very concrete. But last step, don't forget the blunder check. And I teach this thought process all the time, especially in my YouTube videos. Now, another comment. Hi, start with understanding the fundamentals of chess, opening principles, piece safety, and activity, and basic pawn ideas. Basic checkmates on a king with king and queen, a king rook, and promoting a pawn with the assistance of your king. Solving puzzles is going to help you a lot in learning to spot weak pieces and squares and developing tactical tactical mindset, let's just say that. Play games often, but it is quality over quantity. Playing speed chess will not improve your chess nearly as much as playing slow chess games like daily, rapid, and time controls. You want to develop good habits like thoughtful consideration of each move, learning to understand what pieces are interacting and accomplishing in each position, and calculating ideas which you need to do properly. Later on, speed chess will be more helpful and fun, but I recommend you table that for now. If you want more help, you're welcome to join the Beginners Chess Club. We'll be happy to have you and help you work on your chess more. All right, cool. This dude giving out free advice. I get it. Trying to get people in this chess club. Hey, y'all go check that out too. I mean, shoot, he's 100% right, even though, shoot, everything that he mentioned is like a whole nother paragraph or like a book. So when he mentions stuff like chess principles, peace safety, activity, those are like full books that you can section out. So this is some good general advice, especially if you're a beginner. Learn your checkmate patterns, king, queen, rook, king, and learn what you should be doing in the end game, which is most likely promoting a pawn to get a queen to checkmate the opponent's king. A lot of puzzles will help out too, like we said before. And the last part about playing longer time controls is very helpful. That's why I would always suggest, you know, going to tournaments, playing rapid chess, playing even like a classical tournament will help you out tremendously. Longer time controls, you can actually have a thought process of thinking about the best move in a situation. And when you get into this addiction of playing blitz chess or a bullet chess, it's not going to help you out as much as longer time control games. Everybody knows this. I mean, shoot, there are some exceptions, of course. There are some kids out there that play just blitz chess and they can get to a high rating and it keeps their brain activated, things of that nature. They can think super fast and learn really fast. But hey, for the most part, the majority of chess players, we need to play longer time controls to actually sort out our ideas. And if we do lose that game, then the mistakes matter the most in rapid controls and classical time controls. Now, I wrote tons of things to help you, but my finger touched something and page refresh, and I'll just go, sorry. I might write them again in another maybe. Just, why comment this? Just wait. Like, what is he, like a professional forum commenter? Like, bro. Oh man, that does not make any sense. And yeah, we got this lastly. I wanted to talk about this because this was a good comment. Learn and apply the most important principles of chess. Always blunder check your moves, assault tactics in the right way, analyze your game, study games of strong players, learn how to be more psychologically resilient, which I don't think most people talk about this, but so many players get nervous. I'm guilty of this too, but so many players still get nervous at the end of a chess game and they just start blundering. And there's this phenomenon that happens too when you do a mistake and you think you're losing. And it's not usually the first mistake that gets you into a losing position. It's usually the mistake that you do after the first one. It's like, dang, you had a chance to come back, to have some type of energy in the position, but then you just deadpanned it with the second mistake. It's like, bro. Why did you do that? Like, okay, in this position, you would have just lost a couple pawns, which you can come back from losing a couple pawns, especially depending on who you're facing. But now you lost the queen because you decided to do this ridiculous move. And it's like, bro, why did you do that? That makes no sense. And yes, psychologically being resilient. And that's why it's really important to play more games too, because that just comes with the nature of playing more games in chess and going to tournaments, playing different level of players, is going to naturally come about. You know, work on your time management skills and get a coach if you can. I like that advice too. Get a coach if you can. You don't need a coach, but if you want to improve fast, like all these people that can't wait, just it's basically like working out. All these people want to get into like a certain figure. They want the abs, but they don't want to eat right and you know do all the work to get those abs. It's basically the same thing. And so people resort to like these extreme diets that you don't really need to do to get those abs. But I mean, if you want it done faster, okay, you know, just starve yourself for 7 days and yeah, there you go. And just drink water. It's like, bro, all right, we gotta calm down on the diet, sir. I would never resort to that. That's some extreme level of get into your goal there, sir. We don't want to damage our own body with trying to fit a certain appearance just to please other people. Come on now, let's calm down. Like, it's good to be healthy. It's not good to hurt yourself, all right? It's not good to do that. Anyway, this was a good forum. I liked it. Got to give out some general advice. And yeah, let's keep on going. Keep on fighting to the end. Stay focused in chess and in real life too. Peace.